Down at that pump, I don't know whether it's down now, for years, people coming up from Rolling Fork here to get that, around my pump. But it's one of these, it wasn't like, you see them got a pump move here.
Uh-huh.
Well, I mean, you went in there and looked for that sack. Why are you reckon that sack? In the bottom of that thing. It looks so nasty. I said, I was going to show it to you.
Well, okay, I'll look at it.
It says, you're about to last him. I put it in the back of that brown Chevrolet to keep the staff from keeping somebody racking. Just made a flow of it. I knew I did something with it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think the strap on it.
I'll buy it from.
I think.
Well, now, what about the kind of insects you had?
Oh, we have.
What would fly around late at night?
Late at night?
Yeah.
Mosquito. That's about the biggest devil we got.
Tries to fly into the light, you know?
Oh, yeah, we got a little light bulb, too, here. Fly around your light. But they're scarce here now. Butterfly. We got butterfly here, but they don't come in house much. But there's a little bit of a fly that fly around your light all the time. I saw one last night. You don't see many here, though, now. I don't know what done happened. Hi, the mosquitoes ain't too bad back in here. I don't know what happened with them. That fella, just let him alone. I don't care if you go back.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what's happening. That may help some. There's a guy got a piece of cotton gun, John and me, right in here. About 25 acres. Mr. Hopper Meyer. And they just spraying it and spraying the beans. I think that done kills out the mosquitoes here. Now, in the evening, if I sit on the porch, you may see one or two. I can go to bed here without spraying in the house, and don't be bothered with none.
What about the things that eat your clothes?
Oh, I ain't had no trouble with them. Call them
moth.
What you got to use a moth ball for?
Moth?
Hmm?
Moth?
No, they call them something else here. Roach. Eh? Okay. I don't see none of them here now.
All right, what about that thing that you used to see around the lake? It would go like this, and it had long, thin-bodied, with long, transparent wings, long, thin wings, and big eyes. And you'd think there was a snake nearby when you saw it.
A lampreel.
A what?
We have a lampreel here, still here.
Lampreel?
Yeah.
Is that in the water?
Yeah, he'd be around the edge of water all the time. He got a mustache, a beard, come like a, something like a hair on each side like that.
Yeah.
Call them lampreel. I don't know what that was you talking about.
This is an insect.
Oh, an insect.
You know, it just flies around. You think there's a snake nearby when you see it.
Uh-huh.
Some people used to say there was a snake nearby.
Well,
they would kind of fly like this, and they would dart, you know, and then they would sit there for a minute, and then they would fly somewhere.
We've got a, what do you call it? We've got a sage hen here.
Uh-huh.
Got a kind of long neck.
That's a bird, though.
Yeah, he's a fowl.
Yeah, I'm talking about an insect.
Oh, you mean something like a worm?
No, he flies, though.
Do he fly?
Snake doctor?
Snake doctor.
You got them?
Yeah, I see some of them around these lakes.
Mr. What kind of stinging insects you got?
We got a wasp. And,
any different types of them?
We got a wasp. Yeah, we got a red wasp, and we got a yellow jacket. If you walk up on it in the woods out somewhere where he'll all cover you. Well, boy, I tell you, I raised here, me and him calling when he got right in a bunch of them. And he just run all around me. I had to run in time and take a sack, just rake them off. I tell you what, and then we got a honeybee come here and ball up here in my pecan tree.
Yeah.
I took a ball here for 2 weeks, but that was up in the tree a piece. Well, he never did balls of me. What you call a honeybee?
Yeah.
The white man asked me to let him get him, but he forgotten it, and he never did come get him. He'd come in and take it. He'd take it in the daytime. You understand it. He had about 30 hives down on that river. But he never did come get them. I said, you're welcome to him. Right down that pecan tree, ball up there against the tree. He had a way of taking them. I don't know how he did that. They didn't sting them.